Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the One Take Stoic. As always, I am your host, Megan Johnson. I do apologize for not posting an episode the past few days. It has been crazy busy, and I'm on my way to work, and yeah. I have to say, I'm glad I'm on my way to work because it's less busy than what I've been lately, which is sort of funny. Alright, so with that out of the way, thank you again, and let's get on to the episode. Today is a Seneca quote. It is an abridged version of a Seneca quote I found. They had like a long paragraph Seneca version, and then they had like a little, you know, tweet this quote, and it was, you know, obviously the 160 some odd characters, I think, for Twitter. So, this is an abbreviated quote from the, as always, long-winded Mr. Seneca. The quote is, "Whatever can happen, at any time can happen today. Whatever can happen at any time can happen today." What I get from this little guy, especially with all of the stuff I've been dealing with lately, is that you can't worry about what if this happens, what if that happens. Yes, you want to prepare and have, you know, plan A, B, C, and so forth. However, you cannot assume that everything's going to happen all at the same time. Because if it happens all at the same time, it can happen at that very moment as well. So, all you can do is not allow yourself to, you know, deal with analysis paralysis. Figure out what needs to get done, make a plan for what needs to get done, and understand that you may need to be a little bit malleable when executing that plan. Because there are things, as always, that you cannot plan for, that there's no way to plan for, that you could not in a million years have seen coming. And that's okay. When that happens, go with your gut. Go with what you believe is the right decision. Make that decision and live with the consequences, regardless of if they are good or bad. It's just as simple as that, really. Yeah, it's sometimes a lot easier said than done. And yes, a lot of us get stuck in the planning phase. But understand that no matter what you do, just remember, whatever can happen, it can happen at any time. That includes today. So just do what you can. Keep your nose to the grindstone. Keep your nose to the grindstone, so to speak. And just get stuff done. That's not sexy. It's not easy. But it's necessary. That's how many things are. There are very few things that we're jazzed to do all the time. Because a lot of the time, what happens is you just need to, like I've mentioned so many times before, fall in love with the process. Because there's a lot of process with very little showboating. And that's what it is. It's about going over the foundational elements, understanding them until they are second nature. So you don't even have to worry about when, you know, somebody comes up for, I was going to make a basketball reference, but that would have been a horrible reference because I wouldn't have known if I got it right because I'm not a big basketball fan. I just know enough to get me in trouble. So, scratch that. But just because somebody is trying to get the slip on you, maybe? I don't know if I necessarily like that one. Regardless, going back to the quote, I've gotten off topic and I'm blanking, so that's always a bad sign. I'm really off topic. Regardless, going back to the quote, whatever can happen at any time can happen today. Understand that. Understand that sometimes planning is folly. But that's okay. Because at least you've pre-thought about what you're going to do and the possible actions you could take. That's what it's really about, is pre-plan what you could do in certain instances. Are you going to cover every single instance with your pre-planning? No, because that's impossible. However, allow that pre-plan to guide you going forward. For example, I was with my little son yesterday. He really likes the TV show She-Ra. And the second season just came out. It was on the second episode. I'm not going to give too much away, but basically, She-Ra and the other princesses are trying to recover an enemy fort. And the first half of the episode is them strategizing like Dungeons and Dragons style, with like a topographical map with little figurines that that dictate who they, like the little figurines of themselves. And they spend half of that show, the second episode, nothing but planning. It starts from practical planning to, as everybody's in the quote war room, I guess is lack of better term, it gets even more magical and fantastical, and to where it's like, this wouldn't happen, guys, get on topic. And you know, She-Ra said that quite a few times. And you know, just her friends were getting even more larger than life with their planning. And she said at the end of that, she had a slight monologue of basically coming down to, we have to plan this properly. We have to be 100% perfect. I have to be 100% perfect, because if we are not 100% perfect, the Horde will get us. The Horde will separate us, and we will end up losing all of each other. And they comfort her, and they made her feel better. And when they ended up going against the Horde, a lot of what they had planned was able to be enacted because they pre-planned it. Yes, they had to fly off the seat of their britches a lot, but a lot of what they pre-planned, even the more fantastical elements, were somehow made. It was quite interesting, and it was a cute show. And the core of it is exactly what Seneca's talking about. Anything that can happen on any time can happen today. So, plan what you can, prepare, but don't stress about it. Don't worry about what if, what if, what if. Because if it's like Chicken Little warns and the sky is falling, it doesn't matter if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock at night, or 3 a.m. or 3 p.m. The sky's gonna fall, and if you're meant to die, you're gonna die. Why are you gonna fret until that point happens? That's a little morbid, but I hope you get what I mean. If you have a slightly different interpretation of this quote, let me know. I know that as I'm in different points in my life, I interpret quotes in different ways, and I'd be interested to see and learn what and how y'all interpret the quote. Anywho, thank you for joining me on another episode of the One Take Stoic. As always, I've been your host, Megan Johnson. Again, I apologize for not putting an episode out all week. It has been a crazy, crazy, crazy week. If you'd like to check out the show notes for this or any of the other episodes, you can do so at thrivingonfat.com/stoic. If you'd like to connect with me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, you can do so on all of those platforms at thrivingonfat. And lastly, if you'd like what you've heard, please rate, review, and subscribe on your podcast catcher of choice. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I will talk to you, hopefully, if all goes well, mañana.